You are now listening to The Project.
To The Project.
To The Project. Where we stop at nothing to bring you the right facts on health, fitness, and psychology. Featuring some of the world's most experienced professionals. So you can learn, live, and live. With your hosts, Meg, Dr. D, and Mehdi.
If someone looks like they're going to hurt themselves, then I step in. Like, I saw this guy doing a back squat, and you could tell he was close to his, you know, probably within 75% of his 1RM, and he just brought the bar over his head to re-rack it. It happens a lot.
It's just going to let you live a healthier life. It improves your posture, your stability, your balance. It can help alleviate back pain. It'll strengthen your bones. Just the number of benefits of strength training are tremendous.
All this and more in today's episode.
Hey, everybody. Well, after a little bit of technical difficulties there, we have Heya.
Hi, everyone.
Back on, and we're gonna have a little Heya jam going on here.
The best thing about this is that it is not planned.
No, not at all.
So, no idea what's happening.
Everyone's going to get a whole week's worth of bitching and complaining from us, I guess.
We're live as well.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Any questions? Bring them over.
Yeah, no. Anyways, all right.
We're ignoring everybody.
Screw the questions. We ignore everybody, okay?
Are we talking about the cocky versus confidence thing?
I want to talk about the Palestine thing.
Okay.
Dude, I couldn't believe my American friends. I've had two American friends so far say that, like, you know, one side is right and the other side's wrong. And my whole thing is I always, you know, I always stay out of politics for a reason.
Privilege. Yeah, go on.
What do you mean privilege?
Go on.
I don't have privilege.
I mean, like, you're privileged to say that you can't go into politics.
No, I don't like getting into politics.
Privilege.
I just like staying out of them. But this time,
yes,
I feel that there is a need to get involved because innocent children are dying, which is something that I really have a problem with.
Listen, it all comes down to how the media is portraying it.
100%.
But that's why, so Shireen posted this thing the other day and she was saying, everyone's reposting, but you never know if you're the only person on somebody's feed talking about this.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, you are that one person for so many people from, like, back home.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's disheartening. It's disheartening to see that the American media is actually saying, you know, killing kids is okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, one side of it is completely wrong. It's a genocide. They're being 100%. Eradicated.
100%.
Like, it's an extermination.
Yes.
And everyone in the world, every single, like, parliament member from almost every country has said something and stood up for it. But yet you have Americans in America that are still oblivious.
Yes.
I told my friends, I told both of them, I said, look, no offense, you guys cannot talk global politics. Talk about your national politics. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But global politics, you got to stay out of.
No, I mean, but that's it. And the fact that they keep continuing to call it a conflict as opposed to what it is a huge indicator as to the media that they have succumbed to.
I know. I'm really disheartened by it.
Well, then you should have done your part in spreading the information.
I know.
It's a lesson learned at that point where, like, you kept saying, oh, there's no need for me to talk about this on my feed. But now you realize, yes, there is.
100%. Yeah.
Because all of these things that we're seeing, not a lot of people are seeing.
Shireen said to do that, right?
She did.
Shireen Sprinkles. You can follow her on the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
But she was the one who said to make sure that you post things so that if one person that doesn't know will know. And you're right. I have a lot of people, a lot of American friends that have no clue. That's like the third time you've dropped your phone.
I and am my new Perrier, to all dude. Of this.
You're just happy.
I'm new to all
you're
of
just
this.
All giddy.
So the key here is no voice is not as important as the other. Speak up. Speak up.
You want me to speak now?
No. Okay, fine. What are we talking about right now? What are we talking about right now, Mehdi?
I honestly needed to bitch a little bit about that thing right there because it really irked me. You know, it really upset me. And if you're going to say something about one side, say it about the other
side.
But
listen, what on earth do you expect? Yeah. If you have grown up with a specific narrative your entire life, continuing to call it a conflict, they're not going to see the other side.
No, you're right.
Just the fact that it is full-blown ethnic cleansing that is happening right now, that is being funded by their government, and nobody is saying anything. Like, it's disgusting, and it's horrible, and it's heartbreaking, and I mean, like, people were talking about the whole, like, the pen is mightier than the sword. And, like, this is the moment where the pen is.
But is it really?
Yes. Have you not seen what's happened right now with, like, the Italian port workers refusing to put the ammunition up on the planes, or, like, all of these different countries and people are protesting? Even coming down from, like, Google workers saying that they're not, like, they don't want to. Yes, it is making a difference.
But will it?
Well, what about with, like, Adidas and the Israeli, like, soccer team? People were saying, get out of it, get out of it, get out of it, get out of it. Guess what?
They got out of it?
They got out of
it. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Now I think it's Puma, which is why a lot of people are putting pressure on Puma.
Oh.
And then you have, oh, I forgot the brand. The owner of Cult something or the other, she had posted something on Instagram. People went nuts. They took her off of Harvey Nichols, Bloomingdale's, Net-a-Porter, and like a couple of these other things. So it does make a difference.
No, and you're right. I mean, but is it going to really make a difference? The only country that can make a difference, or the two countries that can make a difference, are America, or three: America, Russia, and China. No, wait, hold on. No, you hold that. You hold that.
No.
I'm going
You're
back
talking
in history.
About if it's gonna
I'm going
make
back
a difference.
In history. Hold on. I'm
what
going back
you
in history.
What do you know about history?
I don't know nothing about history.
Anything.
19th, anything. Sorry, thanks for the grammar correction, Heya.
Anyway, I thought we were a fitness podcast.
We are, but we're talking politics, damn it.
Oh,
I never talk
he
politics.
He breaks his rule.
Yeah, 100% I'm breaking
You're
the rule.
You're breaking
on this.
Your rule for this.
Okay,
one.
So can I go back to the little bit of history
I'm
I read?
I'm so scared.
All right, you can correct me
I
if
can't
I'm wrong.
Fact
1973,
you.
Okay. The Arabs had the, you know, the uprising against the Israelis when they were trying to invade Egypt or certain parts of Egypt. The Arabs kicked them back. Who got involved and said, hey, chill out? The United States. They put a stop to it. USA put a stop to it back then. And I think that is what gave them the so-called idea of having the right to Arab land, where they kept pushing forward, which I think is absolute horseshit. If you want it from me, what needs to happen is Third World War, man. That's it. That's what's got to happen.
There is so much to unpack there. We don't have enough time. I'm going to say that is incorrect.
How's it incorrect?
And let's...
Sadat was the one who signed the treaty.
But you said, like, this is what gave them, like, the feeling that they could, like,
it gave them the feeling, yes, because
it's, like, it's a
they know Big Brother's on their side.
There is so much
They know
more.
Big Brother's
There's
on their side.
Unpack.
It's sad, dude.
There's
it sucks. It really sucks. We need to stand up. Get some ass, dude. Seriously. Like, 38 countries. The only country that's really standing up to them is Kuwait. It's the smallest country in the world.
How and long have you been holding all of this in?
Oh my God, it's been in for a while. I've just, you know, now it's just I'm purging out all okay. the politics talk that I haven't had because usually I always kind of like I always, you know, slam down Kuwait. I do it a lot. But this time I'm actually really proud to be a Kuwaiti that we had, you know, people speak up and we have laws against anyone who supports Israel or
oh,
whatever.
Like that teacher that got fired.
Yeah, dude, she deserved that shit. Yeah. You deserve that shit.
When you
if
say
you're that,
that
stupid, she no. shouldn't be teaching kids. She if she's that stupid.
No, especially because she supports a country that is using kids as human shields.
100%.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's get out of politics. Let's get out of politics. I feel like I'm going to have a lot of enemies after this.
Let's go.
All right, so
yes.
let's talk fitness. You did a video on back squats.
I did. It has yet to be released.
Yes, it's going to be released soon.
Yes.
We talked last time on back squats.
We did.
How about we hit up the old deadlift
the
there? Actually, no.
No.
Let's talk chest. Let's talk bench press.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because you got to listen to me now.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
you gotta listen to
but
me
I
on this
But I always
one.
Hear the same thing over again.
But you never listen, man. All right, that's how you get the gains.
I listen to my coach.
Look, your coach is right. I also have like 20 years experience too, dude. This coming from a guy who couldn't build his chest to actually building up his pecs. And I had to figure out that my muscle bellies were weird.
I don't want to build it up. I just want a stronger bench.
Yeah, you need a stronger bench.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different things that you can do. Like, do you do sword raises?
I don't even know what that is.
Do you do a belly bump?
It's
a belly bump. I swear to God.
That is not a thing.
It is a thing.
That
it is
not.
An exercise. I swear to God.
Do you just like go up
it's
to
an
the
exercise.
Rig and go bump?
No, you don't go up to a rig and bump it. No, look. All right. So okay. People who are listening to the podcast, you stand up and what you do is you're going to hold a dumbbell on the opposite pocket. So you're going to hold it over here. And you're just going to raise up to where your belly button is and back down. It's a little movement, but when you feel the pec interaction, you're really getting movement right in between that medial pec that you don't really get. And it's such a good exercise and people don't do it.
You're right. Maybe because it's called the belly bump.
It's not called a belly bump. I'm sure there's like a more formal way for it, but I know it as a belly bump.
Okay.
And then the sword raise. Sword raises are great, man.
I'm feeling like it's something like this.
It's just a sword raise.
Oh,
you know, okay. It's good for the shoulders and it's good for the pecs, especially if you do a pull down, or like a pull down sword raise, and you come down and you just like
pop your chest out
a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, those are little things that I think if you integrate it into your program.
Oh, wow. You're just letting me go into it. I think one of the biggest things that has really helped my bench lately is changing up my warm up. So I used to do the same thing over and over and over again. I did my cat cows and then a lot of band work. So pull aparts and inchworms and all that other fun stuff. But I never brought dumbbells into my warm up. So the other day I decided to do some like really light dumbbell rows.
Yeah.
And then also overhead carries. And those two priming movements beforehand, I felt so stable in my bench.
Makes a big difference. What are you more dominant in? Like, are you more shoulder dominant, tricep dominant?
Back.
Oh, you're
I have a strong back.
You're a back person.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, dude.
I can feel my back when I'm benching.
Yeah, that's
like
a tough
my back
one.
And my lats, like I can really feel it like get in there. I usually lose it like right off the chest.
Really?
I lose tension. Like I do this thing where I get tired. So I'm tight, 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 tight. And then I try to lift it off and I go whoosh.
Wow.
And completely deflate.
See, I'm tricep and shoulder dominant. You know what I did when I realized that?
Huh.
I started doing plate presses.
Okay.
Have you ever done a plate press?
This?
No, man. Dude, what is this? I'm old school.
You're giving me weird names. Like if you show me, I will know what it is.
You take two plates.
Oh, and you squeeze them.
You squeeze them.
That's just what I did.
Huh?
That's exactly what I just showed you.
No, you didn't.
It's this one.
I have it on video. You didn't. So everybody listening, you take two plates. You take the soft sides of the plates. They got to be the iron plates. Two fives is plenty. You press them and you really press your chest together and you go up and down. And trust me, it's a great finisher. That's a finisher, not a primer, a finisher.
I haven't done finishers in so long.
Oh, you're missing out if you're not doing chest finishers.
No.
Jesus. You know, this is why I used to do the whole bro split, because you'd get like interesting finishers out of it, like running the rack. Oh my God. That was why my biceps and forearms got so big, because I would run the rack every few days and it worked for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to love my biceps back in the day.
I know. And now you're a CrossFitter.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, like, you have the CrossFit bod.
What's wrong with the CrossFit bod?
I'm just saying.
What? What are you just saying? What's wrong with a CrossFit bod?
Nothing.
What's wrong with a CrossFit bod?
Absolutely
you digging yourself, no, you're digging
nothing.
Yourself into a hole. What's wrong with a CrossFit
it's
bod?
It's not a thing. You're fine.
It's not a thing? What, are you going off live because you're scared now?
I'm not going off live.
You're not? So no. So it's a thing. Okay. Well, what's the thing?
I'm having an issue with this.
What is the CrossFit bod, though?
There we go.
What's the CrossFit bod?
It's very different from a bod.
I'll give you the powerlifter bod.
What?
Yeah, the powerlifter body.
What about it?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me about it? What's wrong with eating freaking gummy bears and fruit roll-ups and shit in between?
I am restoring my glycogen stores.
Actually, it's funny you say that, because I had Munchies and Macros on.
Okay.
Such an awesome... Her Instagram is awesome, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
She was talking about a game changer that she gave all of her athletes, which was, you know, glucose.
Yes.
In the middle of the workout. And after the workout, too. And I was like, actually, you know what? It makes sense. Because
I told you this.
I know, but I never really took it from you because you're a powerlifter.
I read it in my certification when they're talking about if you're training for over an hour.
You're a powerlifter. You're a powerlifter.
Just because I'm a powerlifter doesn't mean I don't read about the things before I do it.
You guys eat buffuck in the middle of friggin'... Who?
Who eats that?
Oh, my God. Really?
It's not me.
Are we going to have this debate?
Have what debate?
Dude, I walk into a powerlifting meet. All I see on the floor is gummy bears, Starburst, Sour Patch
Kids. You guys
are just
jealous because you're hungry all the time.
That's so true. That is so true. CrossFitters are assholes.
I need
they
to
are
be
hungry.
Light to do my gymnastics. Not me.
Look, honestly, if you did gymnastics, I mean, no offense, but when I walk into a power meet and all I see is Sour Patch Kids and gummy bears and
power meet, that is different. Going into a competition is different.
Cheetos.
There is
all kinds of shit on the ground.
Just
what?
Next subject.
Next subject. What's the next subject?
I don't know.
We're talking about Oh, no.
This is so poorly planned.
Oh, the worst part is when you were talking about my dad bod the other day.
I like your dad bod.
So, what are you saying? There's something wrong with my body?
What?
Yeah. Are you saying there's something wrong? You like my dad bod, and now I don't have a dad bod. Is there something wrong with my body?
Your body, your choice. You do you, man.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Anyways,
yes.
Back to the chest, because we were talking about chest.
Right. Why does there have to be this versus that debate?
The debate's always great. Anyways. The debate's always great.
Okay, fine. Continue.
All right. So back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
So you said you were more back dominant in
yes.
your bench press. Have you ever tried taking your back out of the equation?
How?
I don't know. Focus on more standing chest movements. Maybe use the med ball for bench press. You know, use the med ball bench press
to
take that tension out of your back and mm-hmm. really try to focus more on your chest. Because maybe it's a neurological thing more than a physical thing at this point.
So before I broke my arm, I was actually really strong off the chest.
Yeah.
And my issue was lockout, which is triceps. But now, the issue is right now when I'm benching, it's...
No, I was...
you were distracted. I didn't realize what was happening.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was reading Hey Shen Han's comment.
Oh, the powerlifter versus CrossFitters
yeah,
debate?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that doesn't qualify. They're all CrossFitters over at CrossFit Kuwait.
Who's yeah?
They're all CrossFitters. They're all powerlifters. They're on my side.
Oh, they're all on your side.
Yeah, dude. CrossFitters are on my side.
We're not getting back to this right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
Okay, actual substance right
all
now.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Before I broke my arm, I never lost it off the chest. It was always that lockout, which is pure triceps.
Okay.
And it has to do with where my hand is placed. Like I get this pain that shoots down my thumb now.
Yeah.
When I unrack a really heavy bench press, because I can't seem to get it like right in the meat of my arms.
Yeah. You can't get it right in the meat of your arms. I'm listening. I swear to God. Okay. I'm just adjusting your sound a little bit.
And that's it. It's just like, so it makes it really hard for me to like focus all the way down and then push up because that arm placement is different than what I'm used to.
So have you ever thought of like building up your triceps a little bit more?
Oh my God, that's all Rob has done for 2 months.
Smart man.
Everything is tricep, yeah. tricep, tricep.
That's what I would do. I would right now, I'd probably strip the car or strip the engine a little bit and
yeah.
start rebuilding a little bit around your back, like the, you know, the triceps, the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going for physique, though, it's different. No, you don't want to do that if you're going for the physique. But if you're going for the strength and the power, like I said, I'm shoulder dominant. I'm chest dominant. Last time when we had the strongman here.
Yes.
Remember? And I bench press and I hit like 115.
Yeah.
That was like close to a PR for me.
Yeah.
And I haven't bench pressed in almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
So for me, the biggest indication that I got was that my shoulders are so strong right now that I can do it.
And yeah.
for a lot of the listeners out there, a good cue is chest in front of the shoulders. Shoulders in front of the chest means you're using your shoulders more, but having your chest up above the shoulder plane,
yeah,
you're focused more on your chest rather than the shoulders. Because I see so many guys and girls at the gym
yeah.
where they'll get into their bench press position, and when they press out, you'll see their shoulders drift right in front, and then you're just using your front delt the whole
time. No, but that's it. And that's why I like when people are starting to bench press, I like telling them to almost take their chest, like you're pulling your chest to the bar, because then you create that upward motion and then you push back. But then there's the other issue of people thinking that they shouldn't arch the back.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point.
So like you'll see a lot of people when they start benching, they'll start benching on with a completely flat back. And then you're putting your shoulders in a very compromised position.
100%, yeah.
And so people think it's that compression, but when you're horizontal, there isn't that force going into your spine. So it's completely safe because what you're doing is you're stabilizing using your lower body with that arch, and you're pinning your shoulders down and back to protect your shoulders.
It's a good one. No wonder why I tore my labrum on a bench press.
Probably, because if it was out,
yeah,
you were your
shoulders. I'd always dig. Like, back in the day, I'd dig my back into the bench.
Yes.
Just because it would give me more stability. I didn't know the cue of your lats need to be activated.
Yes. Yeah.
So now when I get into a bench press, first thing that I do is I arch my back, activate my lats, and like I'm good to go. And a lot of that is just learn things that you learn over experience, to be honest with you. You know, if I was still doing bro splits and, you know, in the bodybuilding world, I probably wouldn't even know that. Oh my God, I have bodybuilders that come to my class sometimes.
Okay.
Oh boy. It's just like, I look at them like, oh man.
But listen, you and I are in a bubble.
It's true. No, you're 100% right.
Like when sometimes I'll walk around the gym floor just to see where like the general population is in terms of fitness and training and everything. And their art, I had the moment. I was the trainer I didn't want to be. Are we going to tell the story of when
today.
I was the trainer?
I just didn't want to be. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I was doing my own training in the gym, and then I go and I see a girl squatting, and she had one of those pads behind her back, and she had her arms so far out with the pad. And in my head, I was like, don't be that person. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. I don't like going up to people and saying, you're not doing it right. But then she just passed by me. And in the nicest way possible, I just asked her, I said, hey, I'm a coach here. I was just looking at your squat. Like, do you mind if I just give you a couple of pointers? And she was really super sweet. She said yes. She humored me. She did a couple of different things with me. She said, she was like, oh, wow, I felt super, super stable. And then she went and did her own thing. And then right next to her, I saw a girl unracking a bench in a very unconventional way. And at that point, I just walked away.
That's all you can do sometimes. I mean,
and it's just as a coach, when you're on the gym floor, sometimes I don't know when to step in and I don't know when to just walk away.
I use the rule right now. If someone looks like they're going to hurt themselves, then I step in. Like I saw this guy doing a back squat and you could tell he was close to his, you know, probably within 75% of his 1RM.
Yeah.
And he just brought the bar over his head to re-rack it.
I've seen that.
It happens a lot.
Yes, yes.
I honestly thought, please, God, please, trainers out there, everybody out there, make sure you see someone doing that. This guy almost killed himself because he brings it over and then he like tilts one way and there was a plate on the ground right in front of him. So he almost trips over this thing. I walked over and I was like, dude, let me show you how to unrack and re-rack. And I said,
yeah.
And I said the same thing. I was like, look, I don't mean to overstep. I hate doing this and I hate when people do it to me.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to see you get hurt, dude. So like, it's just really crazy when I see that stuff happening. And you think that the bodybuilding side is a little bit more advanced, but sometimes when you go out on the gym floor, that's why I stay in the CrossFit area these days.
I'm always curious walking around because I want to see, because a lot of the people in my class, they are complete beginners. And so one of the girls comes up to me and she goes, listen, I want a program because I want to get comfortable on the gym floor. So I did. I gave her, we're zoning out.
No, I'm looking at what Haya wrote on here. See, she gives you props. She don't give me any props.
Oh, thank you, Haya.
I know, right?
From you, that means a lot because...
That's it. You know what? I'm so getting off live.
Why?
People don't like me. I'm polarizing.
You are very polarizing. I'm very polarizing. People like you. I like you.
You know what? I do get why people don't like me. And I really don't care anymore. Like, I really stopped giving a crap. Hey, I'm just joking. I swear to God. But... It's funny how when you are polarizing, I actually had someone say, I would love to sponsor you, but you're very polarizing because I don't know what you'll say next. And I was like, that is great. That's a good approach. I would do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm going to start a new subscribe podcast called Mehdi Unfiltered.
Oh, you're using this as a plug?
Oh, 100%.
Shameless
using it,
plug.
100%. You got to bring your mic closer to your...
Oh, do I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't want any pus in this, all right?
Oh, because you're a CrossFitter, according to Fahed.
A CrossFitter? You know what? I saw Fahed in... His powerlifting is really doing a number for him. He's doing great.
It's amazing. Good job, Fahed.
His numbers are flying up so much.
Yeah.
Like his numbers, I was really impressed with the way he's looking. He looks wicked strong.
Yeah.
His numbers look strong. And I was just like, yeah, props to him. You know, he's you could tell like he's really putting in consistency and effort. And a lot of people neglect the consistency and effort. And
I had
to have that talk with guys in the class yesterday about consistency, effort, and actually building in load versus using the same load, you know, over and over again and not building any muscle there.
Yeah.
But going back to the bodybuilders, the one thing that I cringe at is when they're doing a strict overhead press and their head is looking up at the sky. And I'm just like, ooh, dude. And I get it. I used to do that.
Yeah.
Like that was me.
Yeah.
Like not too long ago. And I never knew that's what probably caused all my neck pain. You know, like there was a time where I had a lot of neck pain. And it was probably because I was doing that shit most of the time.
Listen, there's a lot of misinformation just like floating around there. Everything from, I saw this like Instagram reel the other day of what people want to see. And it was this fitness trainer doing a bunch of crazy movements versus what actually works. And they were talking about what works is your squats, your deadlifts, your bench press.
Yeah.
People don't want to just the basics work.
Yeah, 100%. It's always the
basics. Lunges, split squats, push-ups, pull-ups. You don't need anything crazy to get results. It's you go around the basics, you change them up with your tempos. Is that facing me?
Yeah, it's facing you.
This is the most cluster F of a podcast ever.
Are you saying this podcast all clustered up?
No, I said cluster F.
Cluster F? There we go. See that? That's how it's done right there. That's how you do it. Anyways, so, no, the basics do work. And I was trying to explain that to one of the guys who goes to these, a lot of guys will go to the cardio classes and they'll wonder why they're not getting the shape of the body that they're getting.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, I'm like, yeah, look, cardio is great if you just want to burn fat.
Yeah.
It's fine. And it probably will work. But if you're going for a specific body type and a shape, you need progressive overload.
Yes.
You need strength.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, but you know, I'll get bigger. I'm like, you won't get very big, but you're going to lean out.
Yes.
You know, they don't understand that if I put on muscle, I'll burn fat. And if I put on muscle, I'm going to burn more fat because what happens when you put on muscle?
And also, aside from the whole aesthetic thing, it's just better for you.
100%, yeah.
Resistance training in general is just going to let you live a healthier life. It improves your posture, your stability, your balance. It can help alleviate back pain. It'll strengthen your bones. Just the number of benefits of strength training far outweigh the whole fat loss, weight loss.
Yeah.
That stuff, okay, yes, it is a byproduct. And I understand that's what a lot of people want and need because this is just information they've been inundated with. But the actual health benefits are tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, especially for women.
Yes.
I mean, women.
Yes.
Look, you know, for men, I'd say, no, you know what? I won't be sexist here. I'm going to say for both, okay? I will not be sexist. All right, so I get in trouble. I don't want to.
Because you're a feminist, right?
Yes. In fact, for those of you who haven't seen my Instagram at any point in the last few weeks, look at one of my recent reels and you will see I'm wearing a proud feminist shirt that I get made fun of at times, which is cool. You know, the guys give me grief over
it. Men can be feminist. You're just advocating for equality.
Look, I get it. You know the banter that guys have is a little different than the banter that women have.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. But, you know, like for both sexes, I think it's important that you can carry your groceries. I think it's important that you can carry two gas cylinders at the same time. I think it's important that, you know, you can pick up your kid when he needs to be picked up if he's hurt or, you know, whatever. And nowadays, you don't get that much.
Listen, I just want to be able to move comfortably and pain-free when I'm older.
Yeah. And that's
I want to be able
difference.
To get like up and down a chair.
Yeah.
Up and down stairs. I mean, granted, we're both athletes. So who knows what we're doing to our bodies at this current moment. But in the future, my goal is to be able to move comfortably and pain-free. You hear all these stories of people getting older and their bodies completely tearing apart and not being able to even stand straight while walking.
Yeah.
And it's at this age. And listen, it's never too late to start strength training.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no,
even 100%. When I was doing my certification, it was talking about like strength training within the older population.
Yeah.
And how even just like one time a week can make a world of a difference. And it shouldn't be like one of my clients, her dad has been eyeing the barbell.
Yeah.
And he's dying to try it, but he just doesn't know
where to
start.
Begin.
And he's a little scared and he just needs proper guidance. But just
that's another thing. And I feel bad because some people, you know, I take it for granted that I grew up with a very athletic background. I grew up playing every sport. I grew up with my grandmother buying me a bench set at the age of 9, actually.
Are you live and it's on me?
Yeah, I put it on you.
I didn't even realize that.
Well, that's because I wanted to do that. Why not? Anyways, so, oh, you're joining? Here.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, no, I take that stuff for granted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I see, you know, the guy who's never been in a gym before has absolutely no clue. And I think it's common sense, but in reality, it's really not. And it's really difficult with all the shit you see on Instagram, you know, like all the crap you see on social media. If I'd never gone to a gym and I wanted to, I'd be like, oh my God, I can't do any of this. I can't do that. I can't do this. How am I going to do? Like, I saw a guy doing a bench press with one arm up. You know, you're holding the dumbbell with the left side or the right side, and the other arm's doing the work, and then you switch,
yeah,
you alternate.
I like that.
I like that too. But as a novice, if you see that on, say, a trainer's page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh shit, am I doing my bench press wrong? How am I going to do this? I can't do that. How am I going to do this with that weight? wait a minute, if I use 9 kilos, I'm going to look weak in front of everybody at the gym.
Yeah.
Those are the things that go through your head.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, you know, you remember I stopped the gym for how many years? For a long time. And then when I went back, I went back and my weights were still good. You know, my weights were still decent enough versus some of the novices that really struggle with, you know, benching a barbell or lifting a barbell for that fact. And it's like, dude, don't care about everyone around you. Care about your progress in 3 months.
That's easier said than done. It's true. I'm going to bring it back to this other client of mine who she completely overtrained, like a lot of people do. Like they'll do like 3 or 4 or 5 classes. She wasn't recovering well. Her weight was, she was gaining weight. And she approached me because she trusted me and said, hey, can you give me a program? And she's been following it like to a T right now, which is fantastic. And her number one thing to me was, I'm so overwhelmed by the gym floor. And so I wanted to create a program for her that could help ease her into it to get more comfortable. So a mix of barbell stuff, machine work, body weight stuff, so she can get a feel of the whole gym. And I think that's the key. As a beginner, it's about finding a coach or a trainer that you trust that isn't doing anything too crazy and just be like, hey, can you teach me the basics?
Yeah, and that's the important thing.
It's reaching out and being like, teach me the squat, the hip hinge, single leg, rotational. Like those are the movements that you need to get a good grasp on. And then you can do the fun stuff.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And then you can go as crazy as you want. But it's just, I think that a lot of trainers need, even on their Instagram pages, to talk about the importance of mastering the basics.
I think you're right. You're 100% right. Yep. You're 100% right. I think one of the basics, too, is like how to hold a barbell.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at how many different grips I've seen, how many different things that I've seen. And, you know, and it's something that I take for granted. Like, I can walk up to a bar right now and just deadlift. You know, I really don't have to focus that much on hand placement. Like, I take a look at the bar, but before, I'd be measuring it out, making sure everything was, like, equal. And now that I know my left arm's a little longer than my right arm, I can kind of, I know how to counterbalance it a little bit.
But then it also depends on the person. Like I've had some clients who they're so precise in everything that they do. Oh my God, their progress is insane.
Yeah.
Because they're just, they're so connected with what they're doing. And then we keep adding all these progressions and the things that like where they've come is insane. But then if you have somebody who will change their grip every time, we'll squat differently every time.
Look, I do that based around my injuries, okay? Like, literally, I do it based on my injuries.
We've
all
talked about this before. We don't have to circle.
I have a really bad hip imbalance. I did you get that?
Anyways, listen to our previous episode if you want to hear all of this.
You're such an asshole.
Okay, we're talking about beginners. Consistency, good programming with somebody that you trust learning about the basics. And the other thing is, you have to do the exact same thing with that movement every time. From where you place your hands to where you place your feet to when you take your breath to what muscles you're activating. Yeah. Like those are the things that you have to be cognizant of when you're lifting. It's not, hey, I'm just going to pick this up off the ground. No, how are you picking it up off the
ground? I'm smiling because today when I was doing my front squats, I was very, very cognizant on my hand placement.
Wow.
Making sure that my elbows were pointed up.
Yeah.
And the way I squatted, how I kept my breath and everything. I was very on point with it because of the CrossFit Open.
Yes.
Like my front squat, dude. Like my front squat, I was impressed with myself. And I can Oh, you giving me the hula hoop?
Let's wrap it up. I want to eat.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So on that note,
yes.
Since you just, you really have no regard for like a podcast, you don't say, oh, well, let's wrap it up so I can eat. Then people are like, well, what's wrong with
these
people?
I mean, like, I don't even know what we've talked about this podcast or if it's going to air at this point.
No, it definitely will air. Are you kidding me?
This
is a good episode. No, this is a good episode. Are you kidding me? We discussed beginner mistakes, bench press, Palestine-Israel conflict, and squatting and just being consistent with your movements overall. Yeah, and I think that's really important. Those are really important points. And if you have any questions, you could shoot either Haya a DM, or you can shoot me a DM on Instagram. We are usually on there all the time. Hay is obsessed with Instagram.
I'm obsessed. Says the one with 50 reels a day.
Dude, I love the reels.
Okay, I want to eat.
Wait, hold on. You got to admit, some of my reels are really good. You know, DJ was happy with my reel because I used this Walk Like Sean today. He was, every time I put it on, he was doing the dance and stuff.
That's
so
very cute.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. And we will definitely be back on soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. You can also find us on Instagram at The Project Thank You, and join us next time.